Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am Gaius with my colleague and friend Germanicus. We're in Londinium, enjoying ourselves by a quiet Thames in midsummer. The weather has turned excellent, a little cool. The centurions and their wives are shopping around us, and we're debating what comes next for the American narrative of the war in Europe. America drives NATO. NATO will follow America's direction. What is America's direction in a presidential contest? That is an unanswerable question. We can entertain, however, what we're anticipating. Germanicus, the Republicans are about to debate on the stage in Milwaukee. I do not believe that all of the Republican candidates will be there, but I do believe we'll hear all of the Republican positions on that stage. The chief position will be criticism of the Biden administration, whatever shape it takes. We can agree on this. What is the Biden administration's narrative of the commitment it has made to Ukraine? What is the American national interest? What are we after?
These are several quite separable issues. The national interest has no interest in the war in Ukraine. However, the narrative that's been created harkens back to Munich 1938 and the idea that if we don't stop Russia here, they'll be taking over NATO. And that narrative has been embraced by Republicans as much as by Democrats. I mean, you heard the interview between Tucker Carlson and Mike Pence, in which Carlson pushed Pence about why we're in Ukraine and whether it's worth it. And the answer is reflexive for the part of most Republicans. And the fact is that the U.S. has embarked on an adventure in Ukraine and created a delusional narrative based on the assumption that the U.S. is still the dominant force in world affairs as it was at the end of the Cold War. That's simply not true. And so what's happened in the intervening 500+ days in this war is that the U.S. has been delivered a powerful set of shocks. Its capacity to bring Russia to its knees through economic sanctions has been ended. The ability of the U.S. to marshal the world against Russia has also ended, and much of the world, and we see this from Putin's Africa summit just this past week, much of the world, especially the South, the global South, as well as India and China, are much more supportive of Russia. And this includes the BRICS, Brazil. It is a remarkable failure on the part of the entire trope of the U.S. as representing somehow the world order. And you've noticed there's been a rhetorical alteration in the term of art from a global order to a rules-based order. And the rules-based order is simply those countries that remain either vassals of the U.S. or tied to the U.S. in a dependent way. And that includes NATO, Australia, Taiwan, Korea, Japan. And this is the rules-based order. And the fact is also that the might and power of American weaponry, the capacity of American doctrine and its remarkable human capability to marshal and control war and bring it to the kind of conclusion we want, effects-based operations, as it was called in the 90s, that's all been blown apart. And the fact is that the U.S. and Europe have depleted their stocks of weapons and are no longer in a position to fight a war either with Russia or China, and cannot replace those weapon stocks for years, for 5 to 7 years. And the result is that the U.S. is, as was often comically represented by China in the 1950s, is actually now, that comic rhetoric has come true. The U.S. is a paper tiger. And this is a rude awakening for the United States. And as a result, I think it's important for some U.S. leaders to come forward and talk about why we have embarked on such a foolish escapade for no reason, for a country that was not really of importance in the national interest, and which was only a provocation to Russia that thrust Russia into the arms of China. In other words, we have pursued a strategy since 2008, when we made this representation that Ukraine would become eventually a member of NATO, and then pushed it with a coup d'etat that created a Western state, a regime that wanted to be part of the West. And then we armed up their army to the point where this war has been the result. And why did we do this? It hasn't achieved anything for the U.S. In fact, every single consequence of this war has been negative. And yet almost no U.S. leader or politician, with the exception perhaps of Rand Paul and his father, and a few other courageous people, there's RFK Jr., but I mean, we're talking about people who are actually in the Washington leadership. There's, I think, only Rand Paul. And on occasion, Mr. Trump has let it be known that this is an uncomfortable war that shouldn't have happened. But generally, the Rhino Republican establishment has been shoulder to shoulder behind the Biden administration. And this is a feckless enterprise. And it is all more damning in the most ironical way possible, in the sense that if the U.S. had chosen a more effective way to degrade its own power, to ensure that its world position would be undercut and cast down, it could not have come up with a better approach than the war in Ukraine.
Will Biden clarify his position in his campaign, or will he leave it the way it is now?
By the time Biden is in a situation where he is forced to clarify his position on Ukraine, I think Ukraine and its military will have come apart. And therefore, I think when Biden is put to the sticking point, as it were, a la Macbeth, he will default to the initial narrative alternative that I represented earlier, which is, oh, we're going to set up a government in exile, a resistance army.
Right. So it'll be a more heroic narrative for the president as he runs for re-election.
Well, it'll be false heroic narrative trying to cover up the tremendous absurd damage that was done, which was completely elective. I mean, when you choose to do damage to yourself, elective damage, There is no way to truly excuse or explain that. You can try to rationalize it, but the result will be overall hilarity and contempt. But they'll have to come up with something, and I think that's what they'll come up with.
Germanicus is Michael Vlahos. I am Gaius John Bachelor. We philosophize about events that are before us. The headlines from London, this is the Keefe narrative, is that the advance is working slowly towards the Sea of Azov. The headlines from Russia are not promising, but at the same time, we don't expect that governance to produce the kind of boosting we see in London. It is a combatant, not an observer. We are in Londinium, and we're headed to the theater. There are jugglers in town. I'm enlivened. We'll see some fabulous demonstrations tonight of human dexterity. Roman jugglers. This is the Friends Fister Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.